Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Heather Long joins us again on WGN Radio. She's helped us understand things before. Heather, do you think that Walking Dead is all that in a can of chips or bag of chips? What do you think?
Oh, boy, you're hitting me with a hard one at the top
here. That's not why I called. That's not why. You don't watch that. What is your go-to show?
I do recommend Outlander. I can say I've read the books and seen that show. It's fabulous.
It's pretty hot, isn't it?
That's a good way to describe it.
I mean, really, if you said, forget sex scenes, but if you just said, what's the most passionate physical relationship, enduring passionate physical relationship that you've seen depicted on television, I would put those two, good looking, and she traveled through time for him, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Everyone wants someone who looks at them like he looks at her.
That's... Right. And then, whew. Well, that's all we asked, called you for, Heather. Thanks for coming on today.
I can talk about hot actors and a hot economy. How about that?
Heather Long is the economics correspondent at the Washington Post. Here's my problem, Heather. Every list I've seen, everybody says this tax plan is bad because we're going to acquire too much debt. And maybe you can talk about that. But I've also heard it pitched to us as, oh, it's the rich getting richer and the middle Americans get screwed. But when I type in various income and children, it seems to me like everybody is going to save if this tax plan passes, at least in the short run. Can you comment a little bit on that?
Sure, that's right. They have made a number of changes, and at this point, the overwhelming majority of Americans will pay less in taxes next year and the year after. Now, it varies. The president is fond of saying people will get almost a $2,000 tax cut. That's not going to be true for everybody. You know, some folks will just get a few hundred back, but hey, that's not nothing. So you're right. Most people will get a tax cut. On the big picture, America has three big economic problems. And number one, our growth has been pretty sluggish since that Great Recession really knocked the wind out of us. Number two, we got horrible inequality in this country back to 1920s levels with the rich getting richer and everybody else stagnating. And number three, we've got a big debt. $20 trillion is not a small number, and it's going to get uglier even without this tax bill in the next 10 years as more baby boomers retire. So those are three big problems. And when you look at this bill, the Republican argument is this is going to juice growth so much that we're going to solve all those problems. But when you talk to almost any independent analysts and economists and tax experts, and even a good number of CEOs will tell you behind closed doors, this is probably only going to juice growth for a year or two and then not do a whole lot. We're going to end up with higher debt. And the reality is it's going to drive inequality even bigger.
Is this
so in that sense? Yeah, doesn't look so good.
Well, my understanding is that the only way it works is if these companies that enjoy fewer taxes and therefore have more profits put it back into the economy. They build more, they pay more, they don't save more. Is that true?
And they have to do that for year after year after year. So again, a lot of people are saying, yes, they'll probably do a little bit more next year. We're already seeing some pickup the last quarter or two as they anticipate that tax cut becoming a reality next year. But are they really going to do this every year for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
That's where the high skepticism comes in.
And yet, and I've also heard that most Americans don't favor this. And I think most Americans don't understand this, number one. And that if you pitched it to them, as the president did on Twitter yesterday, I mean, I follow him and I'm also on a text chain. And they sent out a thing yesterday saying, type in your state. I did. And then there's the phone number of my senators. And it says, tell Tammy Duckworth or Dick Durbin that you want $2,000. And then they have a bunch of categories that indicate how you could spend $2,000, save for college, payoff bills, great Christmas. And so it's like, hey, do you want $2,000? Click here. Call your senator and tell them you want $2,000. That's how they're pitching it. And I could see how that would be very compelling, how people don't understand macroeconomics. Does anybody? But they do understand $2,000. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. Hey, I was playing around that calculator, too, and thinking, it looks not too bad for me next year and my family members, too. You know, again, the problem is, but when you start to ask people questions like, should the wealthy get a tax cut? They usually say no. Or should corporations get a massive tax cut, as they will in this bill? They usually say, not so sure. Or if you ask people, do you think your kids and grandkids should be saddled with a $30 trillion debt? They say, no, I don't think so. So again, you know, it just depends how you ask the questions. Yes, everybody, it's like, you know, everybody likes to eat the cookies at Christmas time and the holidays, but nobody likes to do the January, February workout routine. And that's kind of a good analogy for this bill.
What's this child tax credit Marco Rubio controversy all about?
I mean, to make a long story short, he made a good point. The reality is the president likes to talk about how this plan would double the child tax credit from $1,000 to $2,000. And hey, that's great. But you can only, it's very difficult to take advantage of that for families who are part of what's known as the working poor. So these are folks earning 20-some thousand or the low $30,000 a year. You know, the waitresses of the world, the home health care nurses. And the problem is, they don't earn enough money in order to have a tax credit be very useful to them. And so when this bill was initially crafted, they allowed lots of families, you know, $100,000 and more families to take advantage of the child tax credit. But on the low end, they didn't make more of the child tax credit refundable. So meaning families actually get money back from the government if they have kids and they are working. So what Marco Rubio was saying was, hey, this isn't fair. We can't be giving all these tax cuts to the wealthy and big businesses and then not, you know, basically screwing or not giving a lot to the working class. So, you know, he really held out, and what they ended up doing is going from a refundable credit of around $1,100 up to $1,400. So, again, some of those working class families are going to get a couple hundred dollars now. That's not nothing. That's a lot to them.
I talked to some salespeople today, and they said they keep track of their gas, their clothes, their transportation costs, all of the things relevant to their job that they're able to deduct. Their understanding is that with this bill, they will lose the deductibility of a lot of those business expenses. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. And I think that's probably the biggest hit to the middle class in this bill that's going to survive, you know, that will end up in it. They cleaned up a lot of the issues that were really going to ding the middle class, like the student loan deduction is going to remain, and the medical deduction for people who are with Alzheimer's or in nursing homes. But yeah, you're right. This is a big one. It affects a lot of people you don't even think about. So I was talking to some folks in the National Symphony Orchestra over the weekend. They said, you know, we travel all the time for our jobs, and we have to buy new instruments every year. At the moment, we can deduct, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in expenses from our taxes. We won't be able to do that now. So they're really worried. Actors are really worried. There's a whole network in this country of traveling nurses because we don't have enough nurses in certain parts of the country and doctors. And so people will travel around the country and spend 13 weeks working, you know, one in Texas and then in California and then in Alaska. And again, same thing. They can no longer deduct those expenses for travel and for housing when they're on the road. So this could really shake up a lot of industries.
But won't the standard deduction go up, and will that replace essentially those lost itemized deductions?
For a lot of people, you know, look, it's a good deal that we're seeing a bigger standard deduction. But the reality is the standard deduction compensates for the fact, the higher standard deduction in this plan compensates for the fact that we're losing something called the personal deduction, and a lot of people won't be able to deduct as much on their state and local property taxes. So, you know, people who are doing even more deductions than that, like for business expenses or those folks who are doing medical expenses, you know, they would feel, will feel the most heat under this plan.
Heather Long's an economics writer for The Washington Post. I'll let you go here, Heather, but I've been Googling Trump tax calculators this week, and some of them are more comprehensive than others. Does WAPO have one, and do you like it? Would that help me kind of get a sense of where I would be if it were to pass right now?
We do have one, but I have to say, and try to be always fair as possible, I think the best one right now is actually over at the Wall Street Journal. So as much as it pains me to say that, they did a great job. They partnered with the University of Pennsylvania, and I highly encourage people. It's very simple, 10 factors. You can do it in about 30 seconds.
You guys have one, too. And by the way, I'm a big fan of newspaper reporters these days. I tweet every week or so. If you don't already, today would be a good day to subscribe to a newspaper. Keep doing what you do, Heather, and please come on with us again sometime soon.
Thank you. Keep thinking how you're going to spend that tax savings.
$2,000! Hooray! Thanks, Heather. Heather Long is an economics correspondent at Washington Post.